Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Question number two, to develop your safety excellence strategy. What's your vision of success? Within many companies today, the expected results are clear, but not what it takes to achieve them. Safety excellence has three components. First is the ability to repeat great results. Second is the most difficult, knowing precisely what led to the results, whether improving, regressing, or plateauing. Third is a shared mindset, enabled by measurements that lead everyone to realize that regardless of how good the results are, improvement is always possible. An effective strategy must create a clear and aligned understanding of what success looks like in observable terms. What would you see and hear that explains why your results have improved? One analogy we created to facilitate the answer is based on how we experience the Olympics. Remember hearing of and watching results from the most recent Olympics? With the increase of media presence at the Games, the proliferation of social media, and the constant competition for medal counts, you will hear of who medaled in an event sometimes even before you were able to watch it. When you finally are able to watch the event, you will say to yourself, "That's why she received the gold," or "That's why he scored second and received the silver." It's because you were able to identify, even as a novice in the sport, what measurable performance led to the result. We all want the gold medal in safety, yet many leadership teams are not aligned on what it takes to achieve it, who is responsible for it, the time and resources, or who is responsible for it overall. If the leadership team is not aligned, it is unlikely the employees and other layers of leaders will be either. One client, a large and complex construction company, developed the following list of observable items that would indicate safety excellence in its organization. Good job planning and preparation with day-to-day specific tasks. When asked, everyone can name his or her job and safety-specific roles and responsibilities. Current focus on behaviors, for specific to injury prevention efforts, can be named from memory. Clean and organized work areas, and mentoring and coaching, including a balance of consequences, on identified safety culture and injury prevention behaviors. The list will differ for each company based on its needs and current level of maturity. These additional questions will help you establish your vision of success. Can you generate multiple options from which to choose? Are you just copying someone else's example? How have previous visions become reality within or outside of safety? How will your vision be aligned with your culture? How will your vision become a reality for everyone? How will your vision have the potential to create emotional buy-in? How does your existing organizational's vision show up in observable behavior? How will your vision be easy to communicate? How does your vision operate at different levels within the organization? Who can you trust to share your new vision with while it's still vulnerable? Who can help you determine what your successful vision will look like? If you believe in your current vision, ask people what they know about it. If you don't have everyone on the same page, this is where to start after you answer the first question in the previous article, which was, who are your customers? Then, what's your vision of success? Upcoming articles, and in this situation, podcasts, will continue to focus on remaining questions that must be asked and answered to create your safety excellence strategy.
Public workshops have returned. ProAct Safety offers regular professional development experiences focusing on safety leadership, culture, engagement, and strategy. Check out our full 2024 schedule of dates and locations at proactsafety.com/events.